Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. You seem a little frustrated. So is it me, or is it the kids, or is it just daily life?
Daily life and all the above. So it's trying to keep everyone in the house happy and listening.
Well, you can't do that.
Listening to everyone vent and everyone complain. And it's just, I was absolutely exhausted last night. And then I'm filming. And so I have my mic on and I'm filming, but Todd had called and I knew he knew I was filming. So
I actually did not. I had forgotten.
Well, anyway, so I answered the phone and I'm getting ready to film a scene. And he says, "Where are the Reese's cups?" And I said, "Well, there's Reese's cups in the snack drawer, Todd." "No, the other Reese's cups. I don't like the thin ones." Okay, now keep in mind, folks, that he specifically asked me to have the thin ones always on hand because, you know, they have less calories. So I always make sure I have the thin ones. And I literally hung the phone up and I'm like, he just called me over the thickness of a Reese's cup.
Well, it's folks, the thickness of a Reese's cup is the equivalent of the thickness of a woman. You know that I like thick.
Okay, let's not even go down that.
The thin Reese's cup is on a day when I feel like that I should be monitoring calories. A thick Reese's cup is on the days when I just don't give a shit and I'm going to make myself happy.
Okay, but anyway, the fact is we're still discussing the thickness of a Reese's cup.
Well, actually you are.
As I'm trying to work. I'm trying to work. And I was like, this is what my life has been reduced to.
The thickness of a Reese's cup.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's either.
And keep in mind, folks, he had asked for certain things to be brought over to the new house just so that, you know, people would have it. You know, I said, okay, that's fine. You know, we'll have snacks and stuff, whatever. So I just cleaned out what I had in the house, took it over. No, that wasn't good enough.
Well, I only said because we film in two houses now.
Right.
And that I wanted you to make sure that the crew had snacks and everything in both houses.
Absolutely.
And it's just, folks, I'm a creature of habit. And I don't think I'm that. I don't really think I'm high maintenance. I really don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, if all that you have to do as a wife is to provide original Reese's cups, two in a pack.
Now, it's not that way. Listen, I don't know about you
guys. It's the same thing about you with cottage cheese.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay, so keep in mind, he will say, okay, I want cottage cheese in the house. Okay, so I keep cottage cheese in the house, and I literally, after like about three times of having to throw it out because it's expired, why should I go buy more? Because he's obviously not eating it, and he's the only one in the house that eats it. And then that one random time at midnight, he wants cottage cheese and pineapple. And then I said, well, you know what? Because I actually had some cottage cheese that I was using in another recipe. I said, just eat that cottage cheese. That's not the brand I grew up with. Okay, cottage cheese is cottage cheese.
No, it's not true, folks. I grew up with Breakstone cottage cheese.
Okay, and this is Daisy. This is Daisy. A dollop will do you.
Okay, well, no, a dollop's not doing me because I like Breakstone. So if Breakstone's hearing this, send me my cottage cheese because I like it in the red, large curd, and you bought those little miniature container things.
Well, because I thought it made more sense because after I had thrown it away two or three times, why would I buy another large container to throw away? At least these are little individual containers.
Folks, this is the way that I control my calorie intake. If I know that it's in there, then I don't want it. And if it's not in there, then I have a craving for it. So if you keep the stuff in there, then I don't have to worry about going up sizes in clothes. I don't have to worry about heart disease. I don't have to worry about high cholesterol.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm not eating all that stuff. But if I know it's there, whatever, then I'm good. But my thing is that I grew up with certain things. Mm-hmm. Now, folks, my mother, everyone loves Nanny Faye. But my mother grew up, when I was growing up, I grew up with my mother buying Tide laundry detergent, Purex Clorox or whatever it was, Duke's mayonnaise, There were just things that I grew up with that if it's not broke, don't fix it. And Julie kind of retrained me on certain things like laundry detergent because you only use...
I like Persil.
Yeah, she likes this fancy stuff, folks, Persil. I grew up with Tide, and you washed your clothes and hung them on a line.
I like, but you know, I like it's Tide, okay. Too. I like Tide, too.
But you've done that, and I kind of stay out of that. But when you start messing with brands that I have grown up with, very few of them are still in existence.
Right, but nobody's messing with Duke's mayonnaise. That's the only thing we have in our house.
Folks, when we lived in L.A., Duke's mayonnaise out of Greenville, South Carolina, they would ship to us the large containers Duke's mayonnaise because we live by Duke's mayonnaise.
Right. And I cook a lot and I cook a lot of things that have Duke's mayonnaise in them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So leave my Duke's alone, leave my Breakstone alone, and we'll be okay. Give me Coke. Don't give me Pepsi. I mean, we'll be good.
One good thing from Georgia.
Yeah, give me two packs. Right? Give me two Reese's cups in a pack, like I used to go to Waters Grocery in Westminster, South Carolina, and buy my little two packs of Reese's cups. Mm-hmm. And then I would eat the outside of them until I got to the center. Let me do that. At 52, let me do that. At 85, when we're sitting in the assisted living, I'll share one of my Reese's cups with you because okay. I probably will have no teeth by that time and I'll have to let them dissolve in my mouth. So
you're awful. The holidays are just around the corner. No, they're here, folks. And if you're looking to stay connected to your loved ones during this crazy holiday season, Skylight Frames is the answer. It's the perfect gift. Give a gift that makes your loved one feel like you're right there and with each other during the holidays. Skylight Frames is the answer. Listen, if you live far away from your family or you have elderly or grandparents, moms, dads, they will absolutely love Skylight Frames. It's a touch-free photo frame that you can email photos to and they appear in seconds so your loved ones can see what you're up to and feel less lonely during this crazy time. Skylight Frames is a photo frame you can update instantly by email from anywhere. It's a great way to feel close to those even when we're separated. It sets up effortlessly in under 60 seconds. So you just plug in, use the touch screen to connect to your Wi-Fi, and enjoy. Everyone in the family can email the photos to your personal Skylight email address, and they'll pop up in seconds. So multiple people can send in photos, which I think is great. So Skylight Frames also has a gorgeous 10-inch touchscreen. You can swipe through photos with your finger and even tap to thank the person who sent a photo. There's 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love your Skylight, they'll offer you a full refund. You can also preload it with your favorite photos for a personalized gift. Import the pictures of you and your significant others that they didn't even know that you have. So I can definitely tell you that Skylight Frame is on my Christmas list this year, as it has been in the past. Now, as a special gift, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter code CONFESSIONS. That's right. Get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame. Just go to skylightframe.com and enter code CONFESSIONS. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, promo code CONFESSIONS.
With that being said,
I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, because I think that you were like wanting to invite like 375 people.
But we didn't. We did not.
That's a joke and it's in poor taste, folks. I get it before you start calling in. Yes, you know, we normally have a large Thanksgiving and large Christmas, and we had our family, you know, all of our family came, you know, our immediate family. And
our children, folks, and Faye.
Yes.
That's it. No other people. And, you know, and I do think that we're going to start seeing those numbers keep going up after the holidays. I'm just nervous about it. I really am.
I mean, it's just, I don't know that I'm worried as much about COVID right now as I'm worried about all of this stuff that you can't even turn a television on. Without it talking about election fraud and all of these votes that's not been counted or that has been counted 93 times or, you know, dead people voting and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that has kind of consumed me because I've watched the news, which I have no faith in the news anymore. I mean, you got the right and the left. And you know what, folks? This is not a red and blue issue. This is an issue about integrity. It's an issue about doing the right thing. So regardless of who you voted for, you should want to know the accurate number or the accurate count, whether it's good or bad. And I just look at all of the mudslinging and all of he said, she said, and what are we doing to our kids that are watching this to think that this is the way that we handle things as adults, educated adults? So, I mean, it's we are in troubled times, folks.
Yeah,
we really are in troubled times. I mean, we got some information, I guess it was it the day before Thanksgiving? I think it was the day before Thanksgiving. We got some new information regarding the Georgia Department of Revenue, and it literally, just when our team doesn't think that we could be shocked anymore, we are, folks. The Georgia Department of Revenue is the gift that keeps giving. I mean, they just, the shit that they have done, the lies, the deceit, the cover-up. I mean, the cover-up's worse than the crime at this point.
So true.
The cover-up is actually worse than the crime at this point. And the people that have turned on the Georgia Department of Revenue and have come forth with all of this evidence, I mean, it's actually shocking to me with what we got on, I guess it was Tuesday or Wednesday. It was right, but I know it was before Thanksgiving. It's actually shocking to me that this stuff is still out there after we thought, well, wow, we've blown it up. We now know what they did to us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really nothing else to look for. You remember on that call that day where they said, you know, listen, we don't need to keep looking.
Yeah.
We've got what we need.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you have someone drop an atomic bomb on you. And we're like, are you kidding me?
But I guess it's just to me the disregard of
the disregard of your fellow human being.
Yeah. Well, and of doing your job,
mm-hmm.
a job that you're paid to do, and doing it to the best of your ability.
That's right.
I mean, we've talked about this over. I just literally had this conversation yesterday that with just people in general that work on jobs. I don't care what your job is.
Mm-hmm.
Do it to the best of your ability.
That's right.
Like, I can remember, I've never worked in a job for someone where I didn't go above and beyond.
Right.
And that's just who I am. And this is just on a whole nother level. I mean, the entitlement to think that you can play around
with someone's lives.
With someone's lives, someone's livelihood. It's just not
liberties.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's just not right.
And it's disgusting. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of emails last week over the podcast that we put out. And, you know, all I'm going to say is that what I said, what I said. And to those whom it has offended, be careful with tempting fate. Be careful with posting cryptic messages, because I will out you, and I'll out you good and one time only. And you don't want that happening, because you're now looking for another attorney. So with that being said, you best be careful what you put out there in writing, because when you do it again, I'm going to show you better than I can tell you, because I'm going to release information that is going to be very damning. So when that happens, you can't say that you've not been warned. The people that were involved in this whole Georgia Department of Revenue and the plan to take the Chrisleys down, to shut the show down, you know, over greed, jealousy, and envy. And folks, we can prove that, and we will prove that. But I will start releasing information after January. It's going to be released that day. But when people start seeing the phone records and who these individuals were discussing things with, and things being sent to bloggers and to people in the press, and leaking fraudulent, 100% made up stories. We're going to out these people. Regardless of what the consequences are, the world will know exactly what has been done to us. And I look at this whole political stuff that's going on right now, and I think to myself, we can relate to that because that happened to us. And the fact that it happened to us at the hands of one of our own is even more heartbreaking. But the level that Georgia went to, and when I say Georgia, let's be very clear, Joshua Carl Waits, who in his own polygraph test acknowledges that he's had sex with minors, acknowledges that he's done drugs, and lied on his application, did not have the credentials to be in the job that he was in. This individual partnered up with individuals that have shocked us beyond belief. But as we've talked, Julie, and, you know, with other people, I actually, when I look back over my life, I don't know that it was as shocking as what it was when we first heard it. Because I look back on my life and on things that has happened, and I question all of it now. I question if there was ever any loyalty, period. I now know the deceit and the lies and the just downright treachery that's involved in people's lives every day, whether it be in business partners, family members, whatever. And I look at it. I mean, this one individual that emailed me to tell me some stuff said they were heartbroken when they found out the players that were involved with the Georgia Department of Revenue. And my question was, well, how long did you know this? Well, I knew it since early part of 2017. Well, my thing is that why didn't you come forward then when you knew that these people were trying to destroy a family? It's not okay, folks. It's not okay for us to go out here and mess with someone's livelihood, for us to mess with someone's family and to try to tear it apart and destroy it. Those things are not okay. When we find comfort in someone else's pain, that should tell you how bad shape we're in. As a whole, as a person, as a country, whatever, we should not find comfort in other people's pain. And God has lifted us up, allowed us to walk in faith. And I'm closer to God today than I've ever been. And I believe that anything that comes my way, God is my protector. God is going to walk me through it. And no one can take my faith. No one can. You can take a house, a car, personal belongings, but you cannot take someone's personal relationship with Christ. And I, at 52 years old, now hold that as my most sacred possession. Because without that relationship with Christ, I wouldn't have you, Julie, as my wife. I wouldn't have our children. And I wouldn't have a lot of the blessings that has come our way. Now, you know, through our life, we've had a lot of heartache as well. Right. And we've had
God didn't promise it was all going to be easy.
No, he did not. But now listen, God didn't promise it was all going to be easy. But he also didn't tell me to prepare for what we've had to prepare for either.
Well, that's not. But you know what? He knew that we were strong enough because he knows the outcome. He knows the outcome. He knows what it's going to be and did from the very beginning.
And I look
so
back.
There is a purpose and there's a reason, whether it's the fact that we have been blessed with this platform to help others, whatever it is, or whether it's to bring us closer together or to bring us closer to God or to be that strong example for our children, whatever it is. And I do believe that will be revealed to us in time, why it actually happened.
But when you look at what's been revealed to us already, God had his hand on every bit of it. And I do believe that a lot of this happened before something worse could have happened.
Right.
Because at least now we know who not to have in our life.
Right.
We now know who not to have in our home, to have around our other children. We now know that.
Right.
So I look at it and say, okay, God, thank you. Thank you for, you know, you said that you will shed light where there's darkness. You shed light on the darkness. So that's allowed us to prepare and to protect the rest of our family and ourselves from things that we would have never even imagined. I think that, you know, God's message, you know, where he says in the Bible that, you know, may the net that your enemy cast for you be the same net they become snared in. That has now happened. Because there's a lot of folks in this net that was cast for the Chrises that are now snared, that are squirming, trying to figure out how to get out of it, and there is no way for them to get out of it.
Right.
Folks, we have sworn testimony. We have so much stuff that it's not even funny. And on top of that, we have phone records that back up what the affidavits state.
Right.
From these multiple players.
That don't know what the other person has said.
Exactly. And you know, when we got the Sprint phone records, was really, really detailed. It showed the text message log. It showed the phone numbers incoming and outgoing. It showed the monthly bill amount, the minutes usage, everything. That Sprint phone bill gave us all the answers that we needed. It gave us all that we needed because it showed us that this individual was communicating with Josh Waits throughout this whole mess. And then it showed us that when that individual hung up with Josh Waits, they called another party that was in my former life. And that those dots started connecting and it drew the picture. And as heartbreaking as that picture was, it gave me a level of peace because I no longer had to wonder. I now had what I needed. So I think that for us, for all the people out there who are going through things today, just know that God has a way of uncovering everything. God has a way of healing. God has a way of teaching you to believe. And I'm now a believer because when you see, you believe. And I am in a place today that regardless of what comes my way, I know that God has me. And I know that God will take me to higher ground if that's where he wants me to be. If he wants me to walk the valley, he'll walk the valley with me. So I am comfortable in that understanding.
We are on the throes of the holiday season now, and life is about connecting to something bigger than day-to-day worries. I mean, it truly is all about family, community, social distancing community, and even yourself. So I know for me, sometimes my kids drive me crazy, even though they're older, and then my littles drive me crazy. And I will literally just go and sit in my car and I will play a few minutes of Best Fiends. It is just something I enjoy doing for myself. It is easy. It's fun. It is colorful. So I love the graphics and that there's new levels every month. So Best Fiends is the Can't Put It Down mobile puzzle game that's free to download. With over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. More levels, events, and challenges added all the time. So play away, and there's always one more level. So don't worry. Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance. Best Fiends says the fun never ends, and it's not an exaggeration. There are over 5,000 levels and counting. So if we're worried that we'll get to a crazy level and run out, don't be, because they're always creating something new and great. There's always another update, whether it's more levels or fun changes to the game based on fan feedback. Just don't blame us if you end up kind of obsessed. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. BESTFIENDS.
You know, I look at it today, and I was reading Matthew the other morning, and it was the most amazing reveal for me. I was reading Matthew the other morning, and there was this there was this song that came on that literally touched my soul. And it was by a husband and a wife. And it the name of the group is The War and Treaty. And I sent them a message because God led me to send that message at 7:43 a.m. And I said, I absolutely love you guys so much. Hearing you two sing alters my soul and breathes fresh air into my spirit that new days are coming. God bless you and your family always. Folks, that was at 7:43. And at 8:04, I receive a message back from this woman, Tanya. And she said, I can't tell you how this message completely touched my heart. I was sleeping, and I swear God was like, wake up now. I've got a surprise for you. There you were with this message. We love you and your family. Thanks for the kind words. God bless you and yours a million times infinity. Now, folks, this song literally changed. I just can't even tell you. This song just moved me to a level that I can't even talk about. I mean, these people are so, so good. And so if you get a chance to go and listen to The War and Treaty, Tanya and Michael, I encourage you to go and do that because it is truly, they've changed. They've changed how I view things. And I really think that by listening to them, that it will change. It will have the potential of making you feel as if there's hope. I mean, these people literally, they've caused me to have hope in humanity and in mankind. And I believe that God sends us those messages, and God meant for me to reach out to Tanya and Michael, and he meant for me to use my platform to help elevate them, The War and Treaty, folks. Go and listen to their song that they just released. It's absolutely amazing. But I was talking to my therapist the other day and on Monday, and he said that, Todd, I want to make sure that you are staying in your faith. I feel like that you've got so much going on with all of these shows and these new shows that you've created and that have been picked up for television and working on content and whatever. I feel like that you're not today as close as you were in January and in December and January of last year. And it shook me to my core because, folks, here I am thinking, well, you know, I pray every morning and every night and I talk to God throughout the day. But it's not enough just to talk to God throughout the day. You have to actually do something that my wife said to me last week. We have to make sure that our talk matches our walk. And I asked for examples of that, and she gave me some. And I realized, wow, God used her today to call me back in, to line me up so that I was straight and doing what I needed to be doing. And I'm stubborn, folks. I'm like a lot of people out here. I mean, you know, I let pride get in the way, and I feel like, that, you know what, I can do this. I don't need help. I can do this. And none of us are really doing anything without God's blessing. If God doesn't want us to have it, we're not going to have it. And what belongs to someone else is never going to be ours. Don't covet what your neighbor has, because what God has for us, nobody else can take. And what God has for someone else doesn't belong to us. And you know, Steve said to me, I want to make sure that we get you back to where you were in January, you know, December, January of last year. And I realized that a lot of that my closeness with God had somewhat slipped a little bit because things were kind of going our way and, you know, truths were being revealed and life was getting back to somewhat normal. And everyone in our family was healthy, and we had, you know, we had survived COVID. I had it. Julie had it. Chase had it. you know, we had, you know, we've...
My parents had it.
Your parents had it. So I think that for all of us, that, you know, God's blessing us. But folks, when you know he's blessing you, that's when you pray harder. That's when you really get in and say, God, I see you. I see you in the healing of my family. I see you in you allowing me to prosper and expanding our territory. You know, I went back to something that I read years ago when I lived in Anderson, South Carolina. It was called The Prayer of Jabez. And I really got back into that. And I now hold it even more dear. And, you know, one of my part of my prayer every day is that God takes us to higher ground, that he uses us for his full intent, and that he allows us to have use the platform that we have for his greater glory. And, you know, I look at it today and I think about what have we done with this platform that truly gives God his glory? And I don't know that we've come anywhere close to doing what we should be doing. You know, folks, whether you're a believer in Christ or whether you're not, as my wife, who I love beyond anything other than my relationship with God, as she told us yesterday, and as she told Nick sitting at the kitchen counter and Savannah, we may be the only Bible that someone ever sees. Now, folks, think about that. Say it the way your dad taught you.
My dad taught me that you may be the only Bible that a person ever reads. Mm-hmm. So what you put out, the way that you conduct yourself, the way that you treat someone, you could be that only connection that they ever have toward the Bible, toward God, toward religion.
Mm-hmm.
And how important it is for you to always be that good example. And that if someone wasn't raised in the church, if someone wasn't raised by a Christian parents, that you can't expect them to understand. You can't expect them to react the way that we react because they haven't been brought up that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like someone being brought up and has never eaten a piece of meat in their life. They've grown up vegetarian. You can't expect them to sit down and order a filet mignon.
Right. Well, I mean, that statement that you made when you said, you know what, we may be the only Bible that someone ever reads. That stuck with me in so many ways. And then I carried that back to what you said to me a week prior, that our talk has to match our walk. And I realized at that point where I was failing in certain areas. So.
And to me, the greatest strength that I find in you and in anyone, and I find this to be truly a strength and not a weakness, when you can acknowledge where you failed and say, you know what, I screwed up on that, or I've not done what I was supposed to do, but this is what I'm going to do to get better.
Right. You know, I look at it and think that, you know, we have to, you know, there are so many places in my life to where I have fallen short of the glory of God, and I've fallen short just in general. I think that at the vast majority of my life, I would write you off. When you kept doing stupid stuff, I would write you off because I'm like, okay, you know, I told you the first time. Then I told you the second time. The third time says, you've got no respect for me and what my beliefs are and how I feel and how you're making me feel by the decisions that you're choosing to make. So therefore, I'm now going to distance myself from you to where I don't have to be subjected to that.
Right. And don't you think a lot of that is because I've had this conversation with numerous people over this past week, that we are a lot of the way that we are because of the way that we grew up. I don't believe that you have to be a product of your environment. I believe you can choose to be different than what you came from. But I do believe there's so much of how we grew up, what we were exposed to, mm-hmm. that helps to form who we become as a person.
Agreed.
And I believe a lot of your behavior was this fight or flight, that you constantly were on the defensive because that protected you. And because of certain environments that you were placed in growing up, it was, I'm either going to fight you or I'm going to get away from you. There was no in between.
Right.
There was absolutely no in between. And I do believe that. Maybe that's the reason that I've had this conversation with numerous people over this past week. You cannot expect someone to react the way that you react if they haven't had that example. If they didn't grow up, you know, having a relationship with their mother or having a relationship with their father, or are being uplifted and encouraged and led to, you know, and constantly I have instilled in my children, they will tell you my mom's crazy a little bit, but one thing about it is she was always there. She always stood beside me and has always stood beside me, and she's always encouraged me. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't get in their butt when they do something they're not supposed to do. I just had a very heated conversation with Chase about something yesterday. And I said, son, the reason that I'm having this conversation is because I care so much about you. And so I think that has so much to do with how people are and when they become adults. That they, if you've never been exposed to it as a child, then I can't expect you to understand it just because you're an adult. That's just a number.
Well, I mean, I think you're right. Now, folks, I wanted to go back, you know, to tell you about, you know, when I was reading Matthew and this song was sent to me, you know, by the Warren Treaty, and it's called Take Me In. I mean, it's such a powerful message in this song for our country today and for us as human beings, people who truly have had hurt, who have had, you know, issues in their life. I'm telling you, this song will alter your soul. And I want to have them on this podcast. I want to have Tanya and Michael, you know, with the Warren Treaty on the podcast. And I want to talk about their life and kind of where they are and how they got to where they are and what their struggle has been and as being Black in this country, in country music. I mean, you know, when you look at that, you know, what do we have? I mean, when you have to sit here and say, who do we have that's Black in country music?
Right. Well, I mean, you go back to, we had
Charlie Pride.
And then
we had no one, basically.
Yeah, no one. Then you get Kane Brown, Jimmy Allen. Now I'm super excited. Mickey Guyton.
She's wonderful.
Amazing. Not only Black, but a female, which is even, amazing. Right. But folks, that's one hand.
Yeah. And, you know.
And that's sobering.
And, you
really
know, listen,
is.
Before we start getting phone calls, don't turn this into a Black and white conversation. This is about two artists who have a song called Take Me In that has altered my soul. It's that good. And I sent it out. I sent it to you. I sent it to our kids. I sent it to so many of our friends that I'm in group text messages with. And it's just been the most wonderful thing. So if you've never listened to these people, I want you to go to their Instagram, and it's called The War and Treaty. The W-A-R and Treaty. And I want you to go and listen to that and, you know, take me in. And I want you to come back and tell me how this song has affected you. Because I'm telling you now, it's amazing. It's amazing. And so, Tanya, Michael, if you're listening, I want to thank you personally for what you did with the song Take Me In, because it helped move me forward in a greater way with a greater purpose. And I understand now that my greater purpose is and should have always been to give all the glory to God and just to stand by his side and know that this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be at the front. God is supposed to be there and I'm supposed to stand beside him. And, you know, that's a blessing to be able to know that.
Okay, I don't know about you guys, but protecting my family is my number one priority. But I want to do it safely. The people at Taser believe that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse. They're also powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risk for you and those around you, and even pepper spray can harm you as much as an attacker. And it's less effective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. Taser devices come loaded with features like laser-assisted targeting and emergency dispatch, which will send response teams to your GPS location upon firing. More than 237 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices, apps, and personnel. And now you can own your own Taser device, the number one choice of law enforcement agencies. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser is available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get the Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code CC. Save 15% now at Taser.com, promo code CC. Spell TASER.com, promo code CC. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So with that being said, let's try to jump to our first caller, please.
Hi. First of all, I want to say that I am a huge fan of you guys. Just recently discovered you guys, even though I live in Nashville, Tennessee. My question would be, how do you, I know you guys have had 5 kids, but my question is, I just have a 4-month-old baby, and it's so hard trying to keep up with everything, especially with the pandemic and stuff like that. But my partner and I, we kind of feel like, I wouldn't say we're kind of discommunicated, just because we work a lot and we work opposite schedules. Sometimes I'm too tired to do things because I work and I come home and, you know, I gotta do dishes, I gotta cater the baby. So I was just wanting to know if you guys have any suggestions, since you guys have been married for 25 years. Or if maybe, you know, what other steps we can take to kind of like feel like we used to feel before the baby. And also, I'm also trying to take my real estate license test. So I was wanting to know if you had any suggestions on how to study and maybe pass the test. That's all. Thank you for your time and thank you.
Okay. Hello, Nashville caller. I don't think you gave us your name, and that's okay. Congratulations on the new baby. What I would tell you is that, yes, we are in uncharted waters with the pandemic, and just things are crazy right now. But you know what? You guys have to work together. You have to know that, you know what, you're both working jobs, but you're both responsible for this baby. And I think it's not just about you doing everything for the baby. I think it's about jumping in, doing what has to be done, and then put your baby down for, you know, when your baby should be going to bed early. So put them down and then enjoy time with your partner, whether that's just watching a movie, whether that's just sitting and talking, whatever it is, you know, take that time to have that one-on-one with each other, because it is very, very, very important. As far as the real estate, I would say to study your tests that you've taken, go over your vocab, you know, go over the math. You know, you never know what questions you're going to get when you take your exam. There are thousands. So I would say, go over the math, go over the vocab, and go through the old tests, because the tests are what's on the exam. So best of luck with that.
I think that's good advice. I think coming from the man's perspective, you know, she's had a baby, and as a man who has gone through this now 5 times, you know, I think that you have to be careful, guys, in, you know, understanding that you help to create a life with your partner. And you should find the utmost attraction in your woman when you see her placing your child before anything else. Now, I understand that when I say above anything else, obviously, you know, your relationship with Christ should come first. But it was always such a turn on for me to watch you take care of our children. I mean, clearly the way you were with Chase was a turn on because we had Savannah 14 months later.
Right.
So, I mean, that was just a big thing for me. And so I think that have more compassion and understanding.
Right.
Do a little bit more than, or maybe a whole lot more. If you were doing nothing, then do a whole lot more. But if you were doing what you consider to be everything, do a little bit more on everything. Because she's giving emotionally everything she has to this newborn child. And you do as a woman, men, we are fickle human beings. We're shallow. And
don't forget the Reese's cup.
Yes. And we're somewhat insecure. And we find a lot of our security in the comfort of the woman that we're with. So I think that when you lose that physical connection, there's going to be issues. And so I think that you both have to do exactly what Judah just said. There has to be a time when the baby goes down to where you two spend that time reconnecting, whether that be emotionally, psychologically, or just tearing up the sheets. You got to figure out a way to make sure you're doing that. And if you do that, I think everything will fall back into place. And who knows, 9 months later, you'll have another problem. Moving on to the next caller, please.
Hello to your beautiful family. This is Jennifer from Marietta, Georgia. I have to say to you guys, please don't take offense. When I first started watching the show, I thought it was insane. Chad, you're insane. And I have grown to love you guys. Anyway, so here's my question. So my father recently started to date, and it was very early after my mom unfortunately took her life. And it's been obviously a big deal for, you know, for us and our family. And I have been supporting my father. He's 71 years old. He deserves to live the rest of his life happy. He deserves to just, you know, he loved my mother. My mother was my best friend. I miss her every day, but unfortunately, life goes on. I have a sister who wants nothing to do with it. She's completely turned her back on my father and now subsequently has turned her back on me because I'm quote unquote siding with him. So I subscribe to the principle of life is too short. And I've heard you guys say that numerous times on the podcast as well. And I just don't know what to do with this because I don't want that negativity in my life. I don't want that toxicity in my life. But I have a hole in my life without my sister, and I have a niece and a nephew, and it's hard. So I'm just wondering, based on what you guys are going through with that own hole in your life, you know, what do? Do you keep pushing, even if it's at your own detriment or to the cost of your own happiness, or just keep moving along? It's just hard, though. So just curious what your thoughts are. Love you guys. Thanks.
Hi, Jennifer from Marietta. Todd, you want to start?
Jennifer, first, yes, you're right. There is a certain amount of insanity involved in the way that I live my life. But it's my manageable insanity. And, you know, I think that the way that we live our life, I mean, it's not for everyone, but it's worked for us. And, you know, based on the number of viewers that we continue to have and to tune in each week, and the shows continue to grow, I think that we are resonating with a lot of people. So for that, I'm grateful. And I'm grateful that you're now a fan, even though you're a fan of someone who's insane. Regarding your dad dating someone, now she said he was what, 70?
71.
71. He has every right to have a companion. at 71, because let's just face it, he ain't ripping the sheets up at 71. But if he was, it's his business and more power to him. I'm noted for saying things that people think but will not say because they're afraid of offending someone. So I'm going to say something that you and your sister and a lot of other people may not like. Your mother made a decision to take her own life, leaving your father behind, leaving you and your sister behind. And I think that suicide is one of the most selfish things that we can do in life because it's the people left behind that suffer.
Right. But so many people, in their defense, are dealing with mental health issues.
I understand
so
that.
There's that.
But I'm dealing with the living.
Right.
And the living is a 71-year-old man who lost his life's partner.
Yes.
Who was left by himself.
Yes.
With two daughters who are living their lives to the fullest. And he's the one going home alone every day.
Right.
He's the
now,
one.
Now, Jennifer's supporting her dad, but her sister
that.
Is not.
I'm not going to go in on Jennifer. Calm down. I know you and Jennifer are tight already. But Jennifer, I applaud you for supporting your dad. Life does go on. And your dad has every right to live the last years that he has on this earth in a way that works for him and that gives him peace and joy and happiness. And your sister, and she's welcome to call in, your sister has every right to live her life the way she chooses to live it. But what she doesn't get to do is to force her father to conform to the way that she wants him to live based on how she hasn't accepted the loss of her mother. This woman that he's with is not taking the place of your mother. This woman has stepped in at a new chapter in your father's life. And as your father, if he's been a good man, if he's been a good provider, if he's kept you safe, if he's loved you and was good to your mother, then you should be thrilled that this man is happy now.
Well, has someone that he can go to dinner with, that he can have conversation with, that can be a companion.
That can give him the Viagra every day.
Hold up now.
If he needs it, who knows?
You're saying all this, but you know, Nanny Faye keeps threatening to find her a man.
Nanny Faye can threaten all she wants to. Nanny Faye's 76 years old. Listen, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If my mother found somebody at 76 years old that she wanted to go out to dinner with, or she wanted to go to the casino with, or just have company with, then far be it for me to strip her of that. Of being able to have that. I mean, there was a time to where I felt like it would have just been so disrespectful to my dad because he was the only man she's ever been with, ever held the hand of. But my mother's got to get on with her life and her living. And if that happens for her, then God intended for that to happen to her. I highly doubt that it will because I would have to meet them first.
Yeah.
And then I would scare them off. So there you have it, Jennifer. So tell your dad I said more power to him and I want him to come to Nashville and I'm going to take Key and his girlfriend to lunch. Next caller, please.
Hi. I'm number one, first big fan. I really hope that you can help me with this advice. About 2 years ago, my fiance or ex-fiance had called off our wedding about 2 weeks prior. Lots of money lost and spent and out the window, but he couldn't live without his parents. Basically moved back home with his parents. Just I don't think he was fully ready to take that step of entering into a marriage and cleaving from his family and creating a new one. But my question is, you know, how it was such a public thing, you know, you go through the wedding planning process and even 2 years later, I still feel this stigma of what happened like towards me as to why this didn't come to fruition. And I just would really appreciate your advice as far as how to navigate being in public with other people and, you know, expressing what has happened and just taking a stance on being more independent and taking onus and a stance of empowerment about this situation. Because 2 years later, I have moved on and really have created a new life for myself. I just would love your advice on how to not fall into the trap of feeling shame when it comes to this wedding being called off and just keeping my head held high. So if you could answer this, this would be really helpful in my journey on this next chapter of my life. So thank you. Bye.
Okay. So 2 weeks prior to the wedding, her fiance calls it off and goes back to his parents and goes, he says he can't live without his parents, moves back in with his parents. It's been 2 years ago. I think for you that you need to accept this as a blessing that it was that he called it off before the wedding. Rather than you get married, have children, and then all of a sudden he skips town.
Right. And you left with a baby.
Exactly. So you have to look at it that this is not on you. If the only reason that he called off the wedding was because he wanted to move back in with his parents, he's got way bigger issues to deal with. And those aren't your issues to take on. So you need to look at it as a blessing that God moved him on before you even had the chance to get married. Yes, it was unfortunate that, you know, you had done the wedding planning and you were 2 weeks away from it, but better before than after, trust me.
Well, I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, you need to look at it as a blessing. If his mama can call and tell him he ain't ready for this and he packs his shit and leaves, honey, you should send her flowers once a month. You should send her flowers once a month because she showed you what she raised. Now, I love Nanny Faye. I mean, I've loved my mama my whole life and always will. But, I mean, things were good with me and you before we got married, so she was never going to turn me around.
Well, my,
I'd had that big booty.
You're so disgusting. Okay. So my advice to you is to, A, let this go. Put it in its proper perspective and put it in its proper place and know that everything happens for a reason and that God is preparing you for that person that is the right person for you. So I hope this helps. And Todd, we are out of time.
Well, that's because I have to go film.
Yes, you do.
Otherwise, I'd stay on here and talk to you guys forever. But again, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in each week to Chrisley Knows Best for Season 8, the back half.
Thursdays, 10, 9 Central.
And, you know, we're in the midst of Growing Up Chrisley Season 3 right now filming. And, you know, lots of, you know, we've got 4 other shows that I'm working on right now that I think you guys are going to love. And one of them's a prank show, one's a cooking show, one's a show with my mother and 2 other
amazing women.
Amazing women whose sons are in the music industry. And then there's another special show that we're going to be doing. And, you know, I think that you guys are going to be very happy with the content that we're releasing through Todd Chrisley Productions and my partnership with All3 Media. I am grateful and blessed for where we are today, and I am grateful and blessed for where God decides to take me tomorrow. And whatever that journey may be, I will walk it with Him, and I lift each and every one of y'all up. We send you nothing but love, light, and blessings. And until next week, reach over and hug your family, keep them close, and love each other. Good luck and God bless.